Wilson, Sister, GT. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. December 22, 1899. Dear Sister Wilson, I thought I might go up to Maitland this week, but I do not see how we can do this. We feel a deep interest in the work there, and we are determined to do all we can to make it a success. I want to hear from you. I think the weather has been more favorable for several days for your work of visiting. I am glad that both you and Sister Robertson are both to work in Maitland. I had not a ray of light for Sister Robertson to go to Melbourne. When you have all that you can do, and a field all white for the harvest, how then can you leave that field unless the Lord specifies it to be your duty? I am very glad that Brother and Sister Colcord are in Maitland. We hope that many souls will come to a knowledge of the truth. If we can help in any way, we shall be glad to do so. Many souls are inaccessible to the efforts made in their behalf, but the Macedonian cry will come from all the settlements from Currumbong to Queensland. My heart yearns after souls. We cannot call our missionaries from the work because of the dearth of means. No, we will keep them in the field, and we will trust in God, who holds in His hands all the resources. If the men who ought to help will not help, there will be others who will help. The silver and the gold are the Lord's. The church is never the poorer for the multitude and costliness of its offerings. Self-denial and self-sacrifice was constantly seen in the life of Jesus Christ. We will work, we will watch, and we will pray. We remember you in our prayers morning and evening. Oh, if we would only arouse to our God-given responsibilities, I know that we would see a great work done. I have seen before me in the congregation those to whom God has given talents. If they would give themselves, soul, body, and spirit to God, the Holy Spirit would impress their minds and set them to meditating on the great truths of salvation. They would be led to lay comprehensive plans for helping their fellow men to see the uplifted Savior. They would accomplish a work for the Master that would be as enduring as eternity. Insensibly to themselves, they would acquire an expansion and a practical cast of mind well adapted to the great work of saving souls ready to perish. I long for souls because I want them to be saved. Souls saved to Jesus Christ will certainly work earnestly to save other souls ready to perish. The Lord will make every man's business a test and trial. Everyone will be called upon to settle the question, "How much owest thou unto my Lord?" Luke 16, verse 5. Christian enterprises are presented before the human beings for whom Christ gave His life, to test the soundness of their conversion, the soundness of their religious principles, and the strength of their loyalty to God. Let us work earnestly, but do not overdo. Sister Wilson, will you and Sister Robertson visit Mrs. Winters and talk with her?